The true purpose of the mind. The true purpose of your mind, it is not to think. It is to be open, fresh, and available to receive intuition and insights. This is what it was created for. If this deeply intrigues you, consider reading the book King, Warrior, Magician, Lover for a lucid understanding of the four archetypes, the four core aspects of your deep psyche, your deep mind. When your inner king and queen, your sovereign spirit, they are active and awake, you have a sense of vision, of purpose, of direction. When you experience this deep inside of yourself, your warrior and your magician, they know whom to serve. Your magician, your mind, it no longer thinks for the sake of thinking. Never again are you cursed with a busy brain. Rather, it is still, it is awaiting, the true resplendent richness of inspiration to land via insights and via intuition. Your warrior body, it is relaxed, knowing when to guard and when to build. Your lover, your heart, by the way, it is the one who anchors your vision inside of you. It is your lover who reminds each of your other archetypes why. Why this vision? Why it is so important for you to co-create with me. For your vision, it is your life. Ponder this a moment. This simple articulation, it houses the inherent power to completely redefine your life. Since the dawn of the information age, we as a human society have toppled our valuation of our abilities. Once upon a time, it was essential for every human to be agile, strong, and skilled in hunting, gathering, building, and/or cooking, sewing, and the like. Then we were generalists. We could each perceive the big picture, and we each contributed our complex abilities within this whole. As human civilization, it did evolve. More and more, we became this, individualists and specialists. We no longer perceive the whole. We see and we understand only the small part that we are assigned to. Our profession, it becomes our filtered lens, limiting thus our experience. And all of the skills that we do not actively use, all of these, they atrophy. We swift become destabilized humans standing on one partial leg. If ever there was a catastrophe that halted supplies of food, water, shelter, clothing, most of us would grapple to survive. Who knows how to farm besides farmers? Who knows how to hunt besides hunters? Who knows how to build shelters out of whatever materials are at hand? Who knows how to drill a well or to purify unpotable water or to safely dispose of gray water? Or this list goes on. We have lost sight of the big picture. We've lost our precious vantage. Or have we? We have disconnected from it, this is for sure, yet it has not abandoned us. We must relearn, reactivate our ability to listen in, to hear, to see, to feel the communication from non-physical benevolent intelligence, which is God, that is constantly traveling to us through the umbilical cord of intuition. This cosmic umbilical cord, the key to reactivating our intuition, it waits patiently for us to take it up. It is the ability to quiet our minds. It is meditation in all its forms. For if our minds, they are muddied, congested, cluttered with unimportant thoughts, how can we possibly notice when intuition pierces through? How can we recognize that when it is here? For my second coming, it is now. It is prudent for us to swiftly learn, to calm our minds, to quiet our hearts, to still our intelligence for to receive what wafts down from above. If you have not experienced this yet, my friend, it is an absolutely blissful thing. Even your ego will bask in it, for it is sweetness. It is the nectar from which your soul drinks. And nothing compares to this. Like an airport runway, imagine this now. Your mind being open, expansive and clear, spacious and breathing, in light, ready for the most special of jets to land. The most potent ideas and insights humanity will ever know, for they stream in from higher consciousness plateaus. Activating intuition. It is one thing to grasp the concept of something. It is an entirely different thing to live it. So let us now map a simple pathway via which you can re-engage your own sacred capacity of intuition. Discernment. When I entered seclusion, the 7.5 months in which I was literally unplugged from human culture, and I was rewired to receive shortwave radio transmissions, downloads from strata of consciousness well beyond ego's receptivity, this most sacred period in my entire life, the most deeply attuned that I have ever been for an extended period of time up until now, I came into a most gentle, loving comprehension of this. In the realms of non-physical reality, that is anything beyond what our physical senses they can perceive, the only skill that you truly need, it is this, discernment. What is discernment? It is the honed ability to distinguish between benevolent and malevolent forces. We are in the final stages of needing to discern. For the dark, it is folding into light very swift. The dark, it is folding into the light, never to mistake itself again as dark. In the brief interim that still remains, it is imperative that to these Ariel's words you do train your full consciousness, your entire free will, for light and no but light to sustain, for light, only light to sustain. With discernment, you are inherently in a state of safety. Discernment, it is your cocoon. Without it, you are at risk. Discernment is something that we all possess. It is an innate attribute wired directly into and through us. As humans, we're master-minded. The current predicament we live in is this. Discernment is dormant in virtually all of us. It is nearly dead. Our experience of this is of being numb, desensitized, and full of dread. For when we discern not, we fear everything, and this is not a life to live. For reasons of codependence, we have been literally taught throughout the fabric of our culture, modeled by generations of sleepfulness, to give our power away, to rely on outside sources, to reflect to us the sacred truthfulness of who we are, and the sources to whom we attribute this great power of this sacred blessing, they fall short. The result? We go on blindly assuming what is false, that we are really nothing at all. We have been taught to accept, without a question, whatever someone or something suggests that we are. And so our ability to know for ourselves, this has become dangerously weak. To reactivate your innate capacity to discern the light, my friend, you must remember how to sense subtle energy. And as you do this, you must relearn how to hear with precision what the light is communicating to you. As you do this, you will naturally distinguish between loving, highly intelligent, wholesome, high-vantage, benevolent sources and intentions, and those that are partial, self-focused, manipulative, and destructive in their intent. For only when you can discern this do you feel fully safe, as I do. As you enter the realms of subtle energy with your discernment well in hand, this distinction between benevolence and malevolence, it becomes completely unambiguous. Discernment becomes as clear as night and day. As with all of ego's experiences to date, which all are of remaining outside of an idea, that is to not truly know it. To enter within it is to discover it and thus to be empowered.